how do you assess kind of your overall game yesterday?
You know, I look at it as the first start with both Dion and then obviously Zach being out. It's definitely a game to build upon. A lot of mistakes made, but something to definitely build on and keep going in the right direction.
Specifically with run blocking, how do you feel you kind of graded out there?
I was in and out. A couple plays were definitely on me. Obviously, one where I tackled Matthews. I just got to see that before the play, so he can't beat me across.
Where do you think your run blocking's improved the most since you first got here?
I think point of attack and just knowing, my fits, because I understand the scheme of where that ball is going to be at and how to position myself between the defender and the ball.
You had a big pass play early. Was it just not enough opportunities later on, or what happened afterwards?
A couple early plays, I was the check down guy, just got the ball. One was a wide open. Anybody could have just ran through there. Later on, once we get into 2 minute, then obviously Dano's going to be doing that kind of stuff, so he's going to get more of the opportunities there. Mitch had a good day passing the ball. It was best day passing the ball we've had, so just glad to be a part of it in any way possible.
What's kind of the coach's message about moving on from yesterday?
The whole year it's just been, we haven't really quit. It's never been an effort issue. We just got to stop beating ourselves and decide that, enough is enough on these, pre-snap stuff and all that kind of stuff.
And with regard to your development after a game like yesterday where you do at least catch a couple passes, was it just like an isolated game, or can you see where this is opening up for you or heading for you down the last 7 games?
If you're becoming a bigger downfield threat.
Yeah, that's why, I hope that I can keep contributing. Once Dion gets back, I'm going to do my role. And if that is blocking and getting out a few routes too, then great. But, it's not about me. It's about, helping the team out in any way that I possibly can.
But to a certain extent, that 31-yard pass play feel a little bit like old times, getting in the open field a little bit and doing things you did.
Yeah, I'm just mad I missed the stiff arm by about an inch, or I might have been able to make it even longer. Mm-hmm. So.
You mentioned the effort zone was there, but a couple guys, even Trubisky, said yesterday that maybe we didn't have the focus like we needed, and at certain times we're lacking the intensity and focus. Did you sense that yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I mean as far as us beating ourselves, just having that focus and that laser sharp, going into it. So we don't have like those pre-snap penalties and things like that that are, the focus issues, like you said.
And is it difficult to be in your position where you're an ascending player, you're getting better, but the team's not winning? Is it difficult to, appreciate what you're doing and where you're heading when the team's not winning?
Personally, I'm extremely competitive, so I can't stand losing. They tell us to, let it go. It's hard for me to let it go. I came in today still pissed off. Hopefully can use it this week to just keep grinding and getting better.